再次请弟兄姊妹们，我们同心肃立，来一起攻读圣经主的话语。
Brothers and sisters, may we stand again and we read the verse.
请路加福音十二章十三到十五节，众人中有一个人对耶稣说：“夫子，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。”耶稣说：“你这个人，谁立我做你们断事的官，给你们分家业呢？”于是对众人说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为神的生命不在乎家道丰富。” Now let's read in English.
Luke
12:13-15. Then one from the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." Please be seated. 大家请坐。愿神祝福每一位攻读他话语的人。
May God bless all that reads his scriptures.
我们今天要一起来思想一个系列的第二讲，就是人的与神的。
We are going to think about the second talk in a series is about people and God.
那么今天的题目叫人的财产与神的富足。
The title of today's sermon is Human Goods versus God's Abundance.
那刚才我们所读的这段经文，很多弟兄姊妹也都熟悉。
The verse we just read, a lot of brothers and sisters are very familiar with it.
有人来找耶稣。
A person come to seek Jesus.
让耶稣做一件清官都很难做的事情。
That even a very good judge can hard to do.
就是来给他断一断家务事。
Is to judge among a family affair.
给他们分财产。
To divide the possessions inheritance.
耶稣有没有答应？
Jesus say yes.
耶稣没有答应。
Jesus did not say yes.
是不是因为对耶稣来说也太难了？
Is it because it's too hard for Jesus too?
家里面的这些事情，清官难断家务事啊。
Because a good judge cannot judge among the family affairs.
不是这个原因。
It's not the reason.
因为耶稣知道人的心是怎样。
Because Jesus knows the heart of people.
在许多年以前，清朝的时候。
Many years ago in Qing Dynasty.
在中国的安徽桐城这个地方。曾经发生过这么一件事。
There's a city called Tongcheng in Anhui province. There's a story.
我们这里有安徽桐城人吗？
Is there any people from Tongcheng in Anhui province?
没有啊，我以前教会有一对夫妻从安徽桐城来的，提到这个六尺巷的故事，他们就很自豪。
In my old church, there's a couple from Tongcheng, Anhui province. When we talk about the six-foot alley, they are very proud of it.
在这个清朝的康熙年间呢，有一个大臣叫做张英。
In Qing Dynasty, in 康熙time, there's a official called 张英。
那他就是这个安徽的桐城人。
He's from 桐城 in 安徽 province.
那么他呢，这个官至文华殿大学士、礼部尚书啊。
He's a very high position in the central government.
最后据说他做到了宰相啊。
I heard that later on become the second person in the dynasty.
那么呢，在他这个老家就有一个老宅，据旁边邻家呢，就中间隔着有一块空地。
So in his old house in his hometown, there's a piece of empty land in between two houses.
那么呢，后来这个邻居家啊，他要建房，就要占用这块地方。那张英他们家就不同意。
And his neighbor want to build a house, and they want to build right up to the borderline. And Mr. Chen's family didn't want it.
那么后来这个官司就一直打到这个县政府县衙门。
这个县官也很难断这件事情。
So they sue each other. They went to the court and all the way to the local government, and the official cannot decide on that.
那这时候张英的家人呢，想到我们在朝廷里有人啊。
So the Mr. Chen's family thought that we have a friend in the government.
就给张英写了一封信。
So they wrote a letter to Mr. Chen.
让他呢在背后运作运作。在这件事情上面，这个官司最后就向着自己家。
So they hope that Mr. Chen can help them, so the judgment will be on their favor.
但这个大臣张英呢，他是一个很正直的人。
But the Mr. Chen is a very righteous person.
他收到这封信以后，一看明白了，他就回复了一首诗。
After he read the letter, he understood what is happening. He replied with a poem.
这首诗是这么说的。
And it says,
说千里修书只为墙
Family letter is only for the wall.
让他三尺又何妨
What's wrong with giving three feet?
万里长城今犹在
The great wall still exists today.
不见当年秦始皇
Emperor Qin, 始皇 is no more.
那这个家人呢，一收到这封信一看就明白了。
When they receive this letter, they know what it means.
就真的照着张英这个诗里面所说的，就退让三尺，让出三尺的地方来。
So they follow Mr. Chen's direction and let them have that 3 feet.
那邻居家呢，一看也受感动了。
The neighbors saw that and very moved.
也不争，也退让三尺。
So they did not fight with it. They withdrew 3 feet.
所以这样呢，就形成了一个六尺的这个巷子。
So that's why there's a 6-foot alley.
那么今天这个条巷还叫六尺巷。
And until today, it's still called 6-foot alley.
很多人就慕名到那个地方去。
A lot of people came here because the name.
这个故事在历史上传为美谈。
This story is a very beautiful story in the history.
在这个财产的争执当中，其实你争着三尺，你多要一些的这个分一些的产业，又有什么益处
？So when we fight for inheritance, even if you gain 3 feet and you gain more property, but what is good for it?
这个万里长城都还在那里。
The Great Wall is still there.
故宫也都在那里。
The old palace is still there.
现在都变成旅游胜地了。
Now it's the sightseeing place.
那个皇帝又在哪里呢
？Where is the emperor?
一切都过去。
All everything shall pass.
所以刚才主耶稣讲到这个故事，就特别的提醒说，我们要免去贪心。
So the story we just read, Jesus was telling us to not to be greedy.
人里面这一切的贪心
，the greed inside of us，
成为今天这个世界上好多苦难罪恶的一个来源。
The greed is the source of suffering and fighting.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是说这个财产啊、富足、金钱等等这些本身是罪恶，圣经从来没有讲这些是罪恶。
We're not saying that wealth or property is a sin.
圣经里面有没有很有钱的人
？Are there wealthy people in the Bible？
谁很有钱
？Who were wealthy in the Bible？
信心伟人亚伯拉罕非常的富有。
Father of faith。Abraham.
这个约伯很富有。
Job was very rich.
你看约伯经历这一切的试炼考验以后啊。
After Job went through all the trial and suffering.
神后来大大的祝福给他。
God blessed him doubly.
神祝福他的方法是什么呀
？How did God bless him?
让他所拥有的一切再加倍。
God gave him what he had, double that amount.
让他更加的富足。
He was much more wealthy than before.
所以呢，圣经没有说有钱本身是罪恶。
So the scripture never said being wealthy is a sin.
但是圣经里面确实有讲到。
But the Bible does say.
刚才主耶稣提醒是吧
？Jesus, the
我们要谨慎自守，然后是什么？免去一切的贪心。
We need to watch for and avoid all greedy.
这个贪婪、贪财，圣经讲是万恶之源。
In the Bible, the covetousness is the root of all evil.
那在现实当中，也有许多因为财产与亲人反目成仇的事情。
There are so many cases that in our real life that we become enemy because of the property.
我在有的时候这个传福音布道分享的时候，就给大家讲一个真实的事情。
So when I preach the gospel, I tell people some real stories.
疫情以前，我每年回国至少一次做短宣、培训、服事等等。
Before the COVID, I went back to China every year at least one time to do short-term mission or do gospel camps.
那么一般一回到国内呢，一下飞机就怎么样呢？先去把头发剪短一点。
The first thing when I came off the flight, the airplane is go have a haircut.
然后在服侍两个礼拜啊，这个三个礼拜，回来之前呢，再去这个把头发剪短一点。
And serve there for two or three weeks before I came back. I have another haircut.
为什么呢？因为在美国理发非常贵，对不对
？Why? Because it's very expensive to have a haircut in America.
所以这么多年，我的头发都一直是师母给我理的。
So many years, my haircut is done by my wife.
那国内的理发很便宜啊。
In China, haircut is very cheap.
所以这样呢，就帮我太太省两次的这个功夫。
So I save my wife's trouble to cut my hair twice.
那个到理发店去这个理发呢，你就听到周围这些的街坊邻里啊，然后跟这个理发员啊，他们也很熟嘛，就常常大家这个彼此的聊天，也是了解当时的这个民情。
So when you went to the barber shop, you hear the barber and customer talk about the things happening in the country, so you get to know the things in the country.
有一次那个理发店它墙角那里呢挂着一个电视，还是那种老式的那个电视，播的节目是法治在线。
There's one time, in a barber shop, there's a old-fashioned TV there and showing the court, the family court.
那这个节目讲的是什么事情呢？就是这个亲兄弟姊妹之间为了分房子这个房产。结果就反目成仇。
What is talking about? It's talking siblings, brothers and sisters, because they are fighting for property, they become enemies.
然后最有意思，我就听这些顾客啊和理发师在这个聊天呢，他们那个反应。
So it's more interesting is that the reaction from the customer in the barber shop.
我印象很深这句话。
I have very very deep impression.
他们说，就这个事情还值得上电视啊？周围全都是。
They say, how come this is on TV? This is so common everywhere. It has the same thing.
因为前些年，现在也是了。就国内这个房子是非常非常热呀。
Well, the house in China is very, very expensive.
所以这个家人为了分房产就打得不可开交。
So the relatives fight fiercely for the property.
这顾客们他们讲的真的没错。
The customer was right.
后来我发现，在我自己家的亲戚当中。就有这样的事情。
And I found out that among my relatives has the same thing.
这个兄弟姊妹几个，就你知道，爸爸妈妈还没有过世呢，就开始来为这个房子就开始打。
So when the parents are not still alive, the brothers and sisters started fighting for the properties already.
我们去看那个老人家的时候，哎呀，他们是。这个难过的都哭啊。
When I went to visit the elderly couples, they so sad, they started crying.
说你们都是一起以前小时候都过那么苦的日子。
And they say, you grew up together, we were so poor when you were young.
就吃了那个咸菜头然后就喝点粥就是这样子。
We only have salted vegetable and porridge to eat.
说那时候关系多好啊。
And we had such good relationship.
现在有这个房子闹得你们简直跟仇人一样。
But now because of the house, we become enemies.
说我跟你妈这还没死呢。
And your mom and I are still here.
还有没有一点亲情啊
？Is there any feeling love?
这就是在我们身边发生的这样的事。
This happened right to around me.
所以圣经当中我们看到的这个说耶稣啊帮我跟我的这个兄弟分房产这种事情哇真的是太多了。
So in the Bible we see that they asked Jesus to help them divide the property that's so common here.
为什么出于人的贪心
It's because humans greedy.
我也认识有一位牧师。
I know a pastor.
那他呢？这个在国内的父母过世，父母就留下一套房子。
His parents passed over, passed away, and then left a house for them.
房子在北京，很值钱。
The house is in Beijing, and it's very expensive.
然后他呢，还有一位是姐姐还是妹妹
？And he has a sister.
那他回去就。非常友好的，就很公平的和姐姐把爸爸妈妈的这个房产就平分。
So he went back. He very he equally divided the property.
丝毫没有影响这个关系。
And did not jeopardize the relationship.
啊，因为他的那个亲人也是信主的。
Because his relative is also a Christian.
而且很有意思，这牧师回来以后。他这个得到了这份遗产，还做十一的奉献，奉献给主。
When the pastor came back to America, he also tithes, donated 1/10 of the worth of the property.
啊，他说这是我应当做的，得到的十分之一献给神。
This is what I should do. I donate 1/10 to God.
我还认识有一位牧师。
I know another pastor.
上海人。
From 上海。
父母过世，在上海留下一套房子。
His parents passed away and left a house in Shanghai.
这也是很值钱的。
It's very expensive.
哎，然后呢，他这个父母走之前呢，多年啊，这个重病，在国内的这位姐姐一直在照顾。
So before his parents passed away, they were sick for many years, and his sister took care of them.
他说你。回到国内啊，去料理后事。他跟姐姐说你照顾爸爸妈妈辛辛苦苦这么多年，实在是不容易。
So he told his sister that you took care of our parents so many years. It's very hard.
就留下这么一套房子。
They only left this house.
我不跟你争，全都是你的。
I'm not going to fight with you. It's all yours.
这回来那个牧师亲口告诉我的。
This is what the pastor told me himself.
他说他的姐姐感动得不得了。
His sister was so moved.
啊。他说：“周围看到都是在去抢啊，去打官司。”
Because around her, everybody is fighting. They go to court for the inheritance.
这个在美国做的牧师回来，怎么这房子都不要？
And the sisters think her brother, because he's a pastor, he doesn't want the house.
他就跟家人来传福音。
So he's spreading the gospel to her family.
在兄弟姐妹之间。
It's between siblings.
啊，在甚至于亲子之间。
More even among brother, parents and kids.
这样为了钱的事情。
For the money.
有多少的罪恶
？How much sins we committed?
但是我们信主的人，我们的生命是可以不同的。
But because we are Christians, our life is different.
主耶稣说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。”
Jesus said, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses."
若是我们自己扪心自问，来省察一下
，If we ask ourselves and look inside our hearts,
我们里面有没有贪心？
Do we have greed in our hearts?
有多少的贪婪
？How much greed do we have?
我们虽然说已经信了主
，Even though we are a Christian,
我们知道我们在主里面已经得到了丰盛的生命。
We know that we have abundant life in Christ.
但是我们还想说，我家道再丰富一点。
But we still want to have more wealth.
让我的生命再富足一些，是吗
？We have more in our lives.
那耶稣就继续打了个比方，讲了个比喻。
Jesus gave another parables.
他说有一个财主田产丰盛，自己心里思想说：“我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？”又说：“我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。然后要对我的灵魂说：‘灵魂那里有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。’神却对他说：‘无知的人呐、啊，今夜必要你的灵魂。’”你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。
A wealthy owner says the ground of certain rich man yield plenty, and he thought within himself, saying, "What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?" So he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to myself, 'So you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided?'" So is he who laid out the treasure for him and is not rich towards God.
啊，这个财主他真的是家道丰盛啊。
This rich owner, he has plenty.
啊，很会经营，然后这个产业就非常非常的多。
He's a good management and he has a lot of wealth.
那他就很高兴。
So he's very happy.
要建大的仓房。
He wants to build an even bigger barn.
一切东西都存在里面。
So he can store everything inside.
然后他就觉得很舒适安逸。
So he can take easy in his life.
那么弟兄姊妹们，刚才我们已经讲到了，有钱本身不是问题。
So brother and sister, we talk about having wealth is not a sin.
那么这个财主到底他的问题出在哪里呢？
So what is the problem with this wealthy owner?
或者说我们整个看今天的这个人类世界，一味的追求财富，最后我们人类自己的问题出在哪里呢？
So look, we look around this world, everyone is chasing after money, but what is the root problem?
一个人若是辛勤的工作获得财富是正当的。
If a man work hard and he gain wealth, that is right.
哎，那我们看到这里有四个方面确实要让我们被提醒。第一个，我们要想我们财富的来源到底是怎么来的。
There are four aspects that we need to think about. The first one is we need to think about the source of our goods.
第二，这个财富的主权到底是属于谁的。
The second one is the ownership of the goods.
第三个，我们这个财富使用的目的到底是为了什么。
The third one is what's the purpose of our using the goods.
第四个，那么因此你是怎么样来使用你的钱财。
The last one is how to use the goods.
在这里讲到这个财主他经营有很多的田产出产。
We talk about the wealthy owner has a lot of products produced and he managed well.
这个看着是没有什么问题。
It's no problem there.
在同时圣经当中也提醒我们，在有很多其他的这个场合，人所得的乃是叫做不义之财。
But there are many cases in the Bible, what people get is called unrighteous possessions.
而圣经里面也提到，有的富足的人，他们那个田产，他们出的那个产业，大小的升斗，是通过一些不道德的行为，然后来为自己积累财富。
There are cases in the Bible that wealthy people gain their wealth by manipulating the balance they are using, so the wealth they got is not righteous.
在圣经的箴言里面就提醒到我们。
In Proverb, it reminds us.
圣经箴言里面不断提到义人和恶人。
It mentioned a righteous person and evil person.
那么箴言的第一章里面就提到。
In the first chapter of Proverbs, it says,
说我恶人若引诱你，你不可随从。
My son, if sinner entice you, do not consent.
那这个恶人是怎么去引诱呢？
How does the evil person entice you?
跟我们一起发财。
They will make money with us.
我们同去埋伏流人之血，蹲伏害无罪之人。
They lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives.
然后我们就赚来很多的东西，财宝了。
So they earn a lot of wealth.
那千万不要跟着他们去走。
We don't follow those evil person.
他们是自流己血，自害己命。
They shed their own blood and take their own lives.
十九节，凡贪恋财力的所行之路都是如此，这贪恋之心乃夺去得财者之命。
So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain. It takes away the life of its own owners.
我们中国有句话叫做君子爱财怎么样，取之有道。
So there's a saying in Chinese, a gentleman love wealth, but there's a right way to gain the wealth.
这个在西方也有这么样一个讲法，就是私有财产神圣不可侵犯。
And there's a saying in Western world that is you respect the personal private properties.
啊，那么今天也成为一个普世的一个价值。
And this one thing that everybody respects.
你所拥有的财产只要是正当得来的，那么是你理当拥有和享受的。
If your property or wealth you gain it rightfully, then it's yours to enjoy.
圣经的教导也很清楚地提到，不管你是出于什么样的立场、思想、主义啊，用这种不道德、暴力的方法去抢夺别人的产业是绝对不可以的。
And it's very clear in the Bible, it is not right to rob other people's wealth with evil methods.
除了用暴力的方法，用一些欺骗的方法，用一些不道德的手段。
You use wrong ways. You rob them. You use armory. You use cheating to gain their wealth. It's wrong.
多年以前，我原来教会有一位弟兄，他分享过自己的见证。
Many years ago, a brother in my church shared his testimony.
他这个博士毕业那一年找工作呢，美国整个工作市场非常不好。
After he finished his PhD degree, he was looking for jobs, but the job market was really bad.
寄出去上百封的求职信如石沉大海一般。
He sent out more than 100 applications, but there's no answer.
那他学的是什么呢？学的是统计。
But what is his major? He majored in statistics.
那时候又刚刚结婚。
He just got married.
那在这样一个等候当中呢，哇，得到一封信。
When he was waiting, there's one letter came back.
有工作的机会来了。
There's a job opportunity.
从哪里来的呢？
From where?
拉斯维加斯的赌场。
It's from casino in Las Vegas.
你看这个开赌场的呀，他们需要学统计的人去给他们干活。
You know, in a casino, they also need statisticians to do their work.
哎，因为这里面背后有一些这种的算计呀，对不对？科学的东西呀。
Because they need a statistician to do all the calculation to win.
哎呀，当时很挣扎呀。
He was struggling.
这个很需要这个工作啊，然后赌场配的也很好。
He needs the job and a casino pays him well.
要不要？
Do you take it? Does he take it?
这对基督徒是一个考验。
It's a trial for the Christians.
当时祷告以后。
After pray about it.
不要。
He's not going to take it.
啊。作为基督徒，我们有我们的原则和操守。
As a Christian, we have our principles and things to follow.
相信神会负他的责任。
He believed that God would take care of him.
拒绝了。
He turned down.
在等候神。后来你知道他找的工作找到哪里去吗？
He waited and then he later on found a job. Do you know where he went?
哈佛大学。
Harvard University.
啊，哈佛大学。这个弟兄，我们后来一起职堂服侍好多年。
Later on, we built church together, served together for many years.
到我们那个城市，现在又到另外南方的一个城市。
Now
工作做得非常的好。
He went to a city in the southern area, and he's very good in his job.
而且热心爱主，我们在一起职堂，然后到了南方那个城市，教会又拆开他们出去，又去做职堂的工作。
So he's a very good brother. He built church in his own church, and then he went to a new church. The church sent him out to build the church again.
那这是一个得胜的一个见证。
This is a victorious testimony.
那我也知道还有一位弟兄。
I know another brother.
大家注意啊，现在又到这个报税的季节了哈。
Now is a time for tax return.
哎，这个报税这件事情，基本上还是一个 honor system， 对不对
？The tax return is an honor system.
那不可能，这个国税局没有那么多的人力去查每一个人的那个报税。
The IRS doesn't have the ability to check on everybody.
那我就知道有位弟兄，基督徒啊。
I know a brother, he's a Christian.
收入很高。
He has very high income.
在报税上面，结果就撒谎。
Then, but he lied, cheated on the tax return.
被抓到了，税务欺诈。
He was caught.
吃了很大的官司。
He went to court, but he very big trial.
上了当地的报纸。
It was on the local newspaper.
尽人皆知。
Everybody knows.
自己很痛苦。
He was very sad and struggle.
家人很痛苦。
His family was suffering.
经济损失非常大。
He lost a lot of money because of this.
吃官司而坐牢。
He commit a tax fraud, so he need to go to prison.
而且也让他的主蒙羞。
And he put shame, bring shame to his Lord Jesus Christ.
这位弟兄亲口跟我讲的。
This brother told me his, himself.
他说以前小时候在国内吃过苦啊。
When I was little in China, we were really poor.
家里穷。
We were really, really poor.
所以就很想很有钱富足。
So I want to be rich.
就这样一种的贪心占据了我的内心。
And the greed occupied my heart.
你问他后悔不后悔？他一定后悔啊。
Does he regret about it? He's really regretting.
但是这些结果已经发生摆在那里了。
But the consequences he has to take.
所以我们一定要知道，首先第一点，我们的财富的来源到底是不是正当的。
So we need to know the first thing is the source of our goods is this right from the right place.
那圣经告诉我们，我们真正财富的来源，最终极的来源到底是从何而来
？The Bible tells what is the ultimate source of our goods.
申命记二十八章第八节。
Deuteronomy 28:8.
神说，在你仓房里，并你手所办的一切事上，耶和华所命的福必临到你。
The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouse and in all you put in all to which you set your hand.
耶和华你神也要在所给你的地上赐福于你。
And He will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
你真的相信神是万福的源头吗
？Do you really believe that God is source of all blessings？
让他用他的方式来祝福给你，供应给你。
Let him bless the way he wants and provide you the way he wants。
上尖下流，甚至无处可容。
It will be so overflowing as come out of the out of you。
那当然，在《申命记》二十八章这个地方，实际上前面有一个条件。
Actually, there's a one condition before the Deuteronomy 28:8.
我们怎么样让那万福之主他来赐福给我们，来供给我们呢
？How do we let the God of blessing to bless us？
这个《申命记》二十八章第一节，他说：“你若留意听从耶和华你神的话，谨守遵行他的一切诫命。”
Deuteronomy 28:8.One says, if you follow everything that God said to you and follow all His commandments,
那么神他必然负你的责任，必然赐福给你。
Then God will be responsible for you. He will take care of you.
这是第一点。
That's the first thing.
第二点，我们来看一看这个财富的这个主权。
Let's see what's the ownership of the goods.
我们来看看这个财主啊，他这一段的心理活动很有意思。
Let's see what's happening in this the rich owner.
我们都把他这个高光 highlight 出来哈，他自己心理思想说。
There's a he himself saying.
然后我的出产没地方收藏。
I will do.
然后我要这么办。
I will.
那把我的仓房拆了。
I will put down my barns.
好收藏我一切的粮食。和财务
I will store all my crops,
然后对我的灵魂说
and then said to my soul,
哇都这么多我然后这里终于有了你灵魂啊你有许多还是他的
It's saying all mine But when he say you is your, my soul You will have goods
他这里想的全都是我的
Everything he think is mine, me
那对这个财主来说，这个财富的主权，那显然的都是我拥有的。
So the ownership of the goods for this rich owner is himself.
不单，他说这一切都是我的，我的，我的。
Not only he said everything is mine.
这样一种心理活动实际上表现出来一件事实。
This kind of attitude show one fact.
当一个人一直在说我的，我的，我的，我的。
When someone is saying, "Oh, my."
这个东西实际上已经在他的生命当中来做主了。你觉得你拥有他吗？他拥有你了。
Actually, all these things become the master in his life. You think you own the things, but the things actually owns you.
一定要记住这句话。
You have to remember this.
这到底什么是财主
？So, what is an owner, rich owner?
啊，我们曾经讲过，这个财主你是用他一个绝对的数量来定到底谁是财主，谁不是财主吗？
Do you use an actual number to decide who is a wealthy owner?
那跟伊朗马斯比起来，我们大家这个都是差得很远。
To comparing to Elon Musk, we're nothing. We have nothing.
什么是财主？
What is a rich owner?
谁是财主？
Who is rich owner?
财主就是让钱财在他生命当中做主的人。
The rich owner is the kind of person let your things take ownership of you.
这样一个财主，他的灵魂关注的、倚靠的都在这个财务上面。
So this kind of person, rich owner, he pay attention only on the goods he has.
我的，我的，我的，这个财产是他的第一优先。
This is my, my, my. Everything is his goods. It take first priority.
他的生命就在乎家道丰富。
His life is on this. All his goods.
那、所以你觉得你拥有钱财吗？金钱财已经拥有你了。
If you think you own the money, but money actually owns you.
你的金钱已经超越了亲情，你来给我分家产，我多分一些。
The money overrides the relationship. Divide the when they divide the property, I want the property.
金钱成为偶像。
The money become the idol they worship.
这是一种很可怜的状态。
It's a very pitiful situation.
因为你有再多，你好像你觉得拥有，实际上你什么都不拥有。
Because when you have a lot, you think you have a lot, but you actually have nothing.
我们来看看到底所有的财富真正是属于谁的。
So let's see who actually owns all the goods.
诗篇五十篇十到十二节。
Psalm 50:10, chapter 50:10-12.
神的话语，神说：“树林中的百兽是我的。”
God says.For every beast of the forest is mine.
千山上的牲畜也是我的。
And the cattle on the thousand hills.
山中的飞鸟我都知道。
I know all the birds of the mountains.
那野地的走兽也都属我。
And the wild beasts of the field are mine.
我若是饥饿，我不用告诉你。
If I were hungry, I would not tell you.
下面请大家注意，因为世界和其中所充满的都是我的。
Pay attention to this.Because the world is mine and all its fullness.
连我们自己都是神的。
Even us, including us, are God's.
那我们所有的这些财富的主权到底是谁的呀？
So who owns all the property, all the wealth we have?
我请问你，是谁的？
Who owns everything?
是神的，是吧？
It's God's.
那有人在这心里小声嘀咕了。
So somebody say murmurs in their heart.
不要，我这个车子 title 写的是我的名字啊。
The title of my car is my name.
我这个房契上这个地的是写的是我的名字啊。
The title of a house is my name.
银行存款账户上是我的名字啊。
The bank account is my name.
那也没写 Jesus Christ 呀。
It doesn't say Jesus Christ.
这是还是我的呀。
They are all mine.
是你的，没错。
It's yours.
从世界的眼光看，都是你的。
From the world point, it's yours.
但是大家注意。
But let's pay attention.
这里财主说我的。
The rich owner said it's mine.
圣经当中我们给大家看神说我的。
But we read the scripture, God says it's mine.
那两个都说是我的。
Both say they are mine.
那最终的那个终极的拥有者只能一个，对不对？
The ultimate owner is only one.
一个人还不能侍奉两个主呢。
One person cannot serve two masters.
那只有一个对。
There is only one is correct.
到底是财主说我的对，还是神说都是我的？
So、is,
神对。
Which one is correct? The owner says it's mine, but God says it's his. Which one?、
请大家说吧。
So everybody answers.
谁对
？Who is right?
神对。
God is right.
我们不对。
We are not right.
你私有财产的权利不可侵犯，这个没错。
We need to respect personal properties.
但是你要知道。我们在神的眼中只是管家。
But you need to know we are only the manager in God's eyes.
神把他一切的丰富当中一小部分来交托给你给我来管理这几十年。
So God gave us some of his wealth for us to manage and we are only the steward of the properties.
我们是管家，不是最终的那个真正的主人。
We are manager or steward. We are not the owner of those properties.
你是管家，你来管理。
If you are the manager, you manage it.
你是管家，你也可以去享用。
You are the manager, you can enjoy it.
你是管家，你可以去分配、使用、花销这些都可以。
you are the manager, you can dispose it, you can let people use it, you can do everything.
但是千万千万不要忘了，你是管家，你要向主人去交账。
But don't ever forget, you are the manager. One day you need to give account to your owner.
我们到底是怎么去使用管理的
？How do we use and manage our wealth?
我们使用我们的这个财产、金钱，我们的目的到底是什么
？So what's the purpose of using all our wealth?
那这个财主呢，很清楚。
This owner is very clear.
主耶稣讲完了，但那个 一大堆的我的，然后主耶稣讲了，你看，为自己积财。
There's many I, and Jesus say he lays up treasure for himself.
那个是财主，就是目的就是为他自己。
So the wealth owner is only for himself.
所以今天世人追求财富。
So today everybody is chasing after money.
世人追求财富，他们的目的都有哪些？
So why do people chase after money? What's the purpose?
至少有这几个方面。
So at least including all these.
有的人拥有更多的财富，越来越多的财富为了炫耀。
So some people have more wealth, they want to show off.
我的身家比别人的身家要多，要大。
I worth more than other people.
有的人为了享受。
Some for enjoyment.
有的人为了一种安全感。
Some for safety.
有的人为了是子女。
Some for their kids.
还有的人好像高尚一点，我是为了回馈社会。
Some people are more noble, saying that we want to give back to the society.
等等等等等等。
Etcetera, etcetera, etcetera.
那我们基督徒，我们拥有来掌管这些财富的目的到底是什么
？But for us Christians, when we own this property and manage this property, what's the purpose?
刚才神说了，万有都是我的。
God says everything is mine.
再给大家看一节经文，在罗马书十一章三十六节。
Let's see another verse, Romans 11:36.
这里说，因为万有都是本于他，大家注意，本于他。
For of him and through him and to him are all things.
然后倚靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿门。
To whom be glory forever. Amen.
我们用了财富的目的，是不是为了荣耀神？
When we own the goods, are we use it to glorify God?
若我们真心的承认，我拥有的一切主权在神。
If we really wholeheartedly accept that all the ownership is in God,
来源是神。
All the source is from God.
那他的目的一定也是为了荣耀神。
And the purpose must be glorifying God.
哪怕是在世人眼中看，好像那些很高尚的那些很美好的动机，跟荣耀神比起来都差得太远。
Even in the world, those noble motivations comparing to glorify God is nothing.
在世界上面也有好多所谓的慈善家。
There are so many philanthropists.
他们是做了好多的善事，很多的好事。
They do many good things, many nice things.
但最终荣耀的还是人。
But eventually they glorify themselves.
最终达成的还是世界的目的。
They achieve the purpose of the world.
不错，我们基督徒，大家注意，我们基督徒应该在这方面做得更多更好。
Yes, we are Christians, and we should do more and better than ordinary people.
但是我们看到一些可怜的人，我们不单是给他们面包，我们还要给他们什么？
But when we see poor people, not only we give them bread, what else do we need to give them?
要给他主的福音，主的爱。
We need to give them the gospel and the love of Christ.
人若喝了这井里的水，还要再渴；人若喝了我所赐的水，就永远不渴，因为我所赐的水要在他里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。
Because when they drink from this well, they will be thirsty again. But if they drink from my well, they will not be thirst again, because the well.Well, my will become living water in them and last until the everlasting life.
我们看最后一点，我们财富的使用。
Let's see the last thing, use of the goods.
那这个财主呢，财产丰盛。
This the wealthy owner has a lot of wealth.
然后他很多很多的财产，再看，问一个问题，他用了吗？
Let me ask you, he has so many wealth, did he use it?
用了没有?
Did he use it?
没用。
No, he didn't use it.
这个没用一语双关啊。
The did not use it has two meanings.
是不是？一个是他没有用到，对吧
？One is he didn't use it, make use of it.
再一个，你这么多财产没用。
The second meaning is so much wealth doesn't do anything.
这个人很会积财，他也不挥霍，他就我弄这么大的仓房，然后把所有财产都存在里面。
This wealth owner is so good at managing his wealth. He has such a good barns and store everything in the barns.
他很有安全感了。
He has a security.
然后以后我再慢慢的去享用。
Then I will enjoy it later on slowly.
打算的都非常好啊。
He has a good planning.
结果神说，今夜就要你的灵魂。
But then God said, I will require your soul tonight.
人都没了，那钱有用吗
？When you are not there, does the money do anything?
所以呢，世界上的智慧就说了。
So the wisdom of the world says.
这个财主啊，想不开。
The wealthy owner did not think right.
会挣不会花。
He can earn money, but he did not use it.
那么这个世间就有一句话呀，这个也可以写成鸡汤文的。
There's a this saying can become a chicken soup for souls.
有时候以前好像不知道在哪儿是什么圈啊，还是这里哪里着，有人传的。有一句话叫什么呢？说这个钱财花了才是你的。
There's a saying in the world says only when you use the money is yours.
大家一看，哇，这个茅塞顿开，是不是
？So everybody is so happy.
然后这个消费主义啊，就很高兴这个事情。
And so the consumerism really like that saying.
那些开什么这个百货商场的呀，奢侈品商店的呀等等的，哦，正愁没得卖呢，卖不出去呢。
So the owner of the grocery store or the big shopping mall, they are so happy about it.
对呀，你那么多钱你存银行里干嘛呢？你花嘛，花了，哎，体现出来一个价值。
So they want you to use the money instead of store the money or deposit in the bank.
大家注意啊，看着好像是有道理。
It look like it has is reasonable.
比这个财主强嘛，对不对
？It's better than the wealthy owner.
挣了那么多都没法享受。
He earned so much, but he did not enjoy it.
好，花是花，我们问一个问题：怎么花？怎么用
？Okay, we want to spend it, but we need to ask how do we spend it? How do we use it?
我给大家举一个例子，一个故事。
I give you a story.
这是圣经当中最有名、最感人的故事之一。
This is one of the most moving story in the Bible.
我们这里看的是路加福音十二章，对不对
？We're looking at Luke 12.
往后看三章，路加福音十五章。
In Luke chapter 15.
主耶稣讲了一个故事，叫什么？
Jesus told a parable.
浪子回头的故事。
It's the prodigal son.
多少人读了会流泪啊
？So many people read it and shed the tears.
这个小儿子。
This younger son.
也去分家产。
They want his share of property.
把我这部分拿来给我。
Give me my share.
爸活着，财产分了，然后到远方去了。
While his father is still living, he got his share of property and then left to the far away land.
这个小儿子他可不存啊。
The younger son did not store his wealth.
他很信奉这花了才是你的。
He believed that when you use it, it's yours.
然后就开始使劲的花。
He spent with all his might.
交了一群的狐朋狗友。
He makes so many bad friends.
终日宴乐。
He enjoy banquets every night and day.
然后这个钱财花在这里那里，娼妓身上哇。全都败光了。
He spent so much money different places, even on a prostitute, and then he spent it all.
那我们也知道后面的故事啊。
And we know the results of the story.
到最后起了大饥荒，他什么都没有啊，去给人家喂猪，连猪食都不给他吃。
So later on, there's a big famine. He didn't have anything. He went to feed the pig, but he did not have food to eat.
你知道就他的这种的这个消费观念啊，那些开百货商场的、开高档商品公司的那些老板高兴不得了。
The way he spent his money, would the big store owner would like it because he spent it.
你都来花才高兴啊。
The more you spend, the more they like it.
你来花的时候奉为上宾。
When you come and spend your money, we treat you as a noble guest.
等钱花光了就赶出去了。
When you spend all your money, they will chase you out.
今天的世界对我们不就是这样吗
？The world today treats us like that.
那我们关上门说呀，我们先住在美国，看美国的这种消费主义啊，这个真是寅吃卯粮啊，一分钱能这个一块钱能花一块半呢，就这个。
we close the door and talk amongst ourselves. The consumerism today is that when you have $1, you spend $1.50, and you today you eat the money you have tomorrow.
我读这个浪子的故事呢，我就想到，这个浪子他是没有 credit card， 如果 credit card， 他一定每张都给刷爆了。
When I read the Prodigal Son story, I was thinking that at that time they don't have credit card. If they had credit card, the younger son will have a big debt.
好，最大的问题来了。
The biggest problem.
啊，刚才我们说的，到底是怎么花怎么用
？How do you use it？
你说花的有价值吗
？Is it a purpose？A value of the use of the goods.
你去问那个浪子。
You go and ask the prodigal son.
你把这些钱全都花光了，你都是显明都是你的。
You spend all the money. They are all your money.
你现在什么感觉
？How do you feel now?
后悔不迭。
He probably regretted it.
我内心当中实在是空虚啊。
He probably very feel empty in his heart.
什么都没有。
He doesn't have anything.
那今天弟兄姊妹们
Today, brother and sister,
我们的钱财到底是怎么使用
How do we use our wealth or money?
你说现在很难了存也不行花也不行
You say it's very tough right now. We cannot put in the bank. We cannot spend it either.
哎，第二十一节
Verse 21
耶稣说凡为自己积财在神面前不富足的也是这样。
Jesus said, "So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God."
做一个有智慧的人。
We need to be a wise person.
钱应该有一些的积攒，应该为未来做一些打算，没问题。
We need to save some money for the future.
钱该花的你就花。
When you need to spend the money, you spend it.
没问题。
There's no problem.
可是，在你的使用上面。你没有想到，既然是主的，既然来源都是主的，既然都是为了荣耀神的，你在花钱上面有没有也在神面前来积财
？So, because the money is from God, when we spend the money, are we spending to glorify God, and do we save the money for God?
神说要积财宝在天。
God said we need to lay up our treasure.
那里没贼偷，也没虫子咬。
There's no bug to eat it, no thief to steal it.
主说施比受更为有福。
Jesus said it's better to give than to receive.
真正的富足。
The true wealth.
是得生命。
Is to gain life.
得丰盛的生命。
To gain abundant life.
人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Our life is not how much wealth we have.
我最后给大家讲一个真实的事情。
Finally, I tell a true story.
20多年以前。
About 20 years ago.
那时候我和师母我离开神学院然后到纽约上州另外一个城市 Rochester 去支堂。
So I just finished my seminary. I went to Rochester to build a church.
教会建立以后，感谢神发展很好。那么一两年以后，后来面对一些的问题，长话短说。当时呢，一些其他的这个牧者的长辈朋友就说，也许可以换一个地方。
So after a year or two, the church is growing well, and because things happened, my elder people told me that you might want to change a place.
说到底，这个教会是神的，不是人的。
So the point is that the church is God's, not people's.
那么呢，当时有另外一个教会就请我去，后来这个签证的申请，移民局没有批。
There's another church invite me to become the pastor at their church, but the immigration.did not approve my visa.
那当时我们所在的支堂所在那个美国教会啊，他那个老牧师上早就跟我说，你那个是那个是先不要走啊，神让你支堂这个工作肯定还没有结束。
So the church that we built is an American church that elder pastor told me you don't go yet. Your work is not finished yet here.
所以后来那个移民局给我申请没批，那个老牧师很高兴，你看怎么样，我说的对吧？
So when immigration did not approve my visa, the elder pastor was very happy, say, see, I what I told you is correct.
然后这个美国教会又帮我递了一份申请。
So the American church put in an immigration visa for me.
我当时也在主的面前祷告，神啊，如果真的是你心意，让这次申请一次过。
So we pray to God that if it's your will, pray that this immigration visa will be passed.
等了很久。
We waited for a long time.
啊，结果真的是一次过了。
And then yes, it's passed just by one try.
所以后来我跟师母我们就一直留在那边，前前后十九年的时间。
And my wife and I stayed there for around 19 years.
19 years. 支堂这个服侍教会。
So we served there to serve the church there.
那么呢，在这个等候签证的这一段时间呢，我在美国是没有一个可以合法等待但没有合法工作的身份。
While I'm waiting for the visa to be approved, I can stay in America, but I cannot work.
所以我跟教会讲，我说你一分钱谢礼金不用给我。
So I told the church, don't pay me anything.
我就是该服侍主我就服侍主。
When it's my turn to serve, I'll serve.
然后教会还有同工说，哎，那我们先把牧师你的谢礼金留着，然后等你拿到这个签证以后，我们再都补给你一次过。
So, one of the coworkers say, we'll save all your pay and then wait until you have a legal status. We'll pay you at one time.
Honorarium.
Honorarium.
呀，我说千万别这么做。
I said, don't do this.
所以呢，就服侍主，仰望神。
So we just serve the Lord there and look up to God.
啊，长话短说。
In short,
一切都没有缺乏。
So we have plenty. We don't have. We were not lacking. We were not lacking anything.
那然后呢？这是后来过了很多年。
After many years.
过了很多年，有一次我遇到一个教会的这个师母。
I bump into a pastor's wife in another church.
那个师母呢，当时是在本来要请我去的那个教会，那时候还是做童工。
At that time, the pastor's wife was one of the co-workers' wife at that time, and that church invited me to go to be their pastor.
她先生在教会做执事那时候。
Her husband was the deacon at that time at the church.
然后呢，她说，哎，我还记得当年。
She said, "I still remember at that year."
因为你不能够来我们教会。
Because you couldn't come to our church.
而且我们教会弟兄姊妹也知道你在那边，后来一直在等你的这个身份。
And we know you were waiting for your visa to be approved.
然后呢，也没有收入，没有供给。
And you don't have income, and nobody supports you.
然后我们这边教会，我们是一起开会，就决定。寄一张支票，奉献支票给你。
So co-workers in this church, we have a meeting and we decided to send you a check.
多少钱呢
？How much？
5000美元。
$5,000, $5,000.
这是差不多二十年以前的五千美元。
This is about 20 years ago, $5,000.
对当时的一个穷传道人来说，接到这笔钱，差不多就像天文数字一样。
So for a poor pastor, it was like a very big number for us.
然后呢，我跟我太太，我们接到这个支票以后，当然首先很感动。
So, my wife and I are so touched when we receive this check.
但是我们祷告以后，不能要。
But after we pray about it, we decide not to accept it.
我就跟教会说，那边的教会说，我留着做个纪念。
So I told the church over there, I'll keep it as a memorial.
然后当时这个后来这位师母，当时在教会做童工，是她打电话给我。
So at that time, it's the pastor's wife now, but co-worker's wife then, she called me.
她说既然教会已经做了决定了，支票也寄给你，那你就把它存了吧。
So since our church already decided and we have the budget, you go ahead and deposit it.
然后我当时回答那个话，回他的话呢，我后来我自己都忘了。
So I answered her, but I forgot, later on I forgot what I said.
她就说她这么多年都记得想起来就很感动。
She told me that she still remember what I said, and she still moved by what I said now.
我当时跟她说，我说我们都够。
So I told her that we have enough.
我们对都够。
We have enough.
Yeah. 我说如果要是我再拿这个钱， 我就有贪心了。
If I accept this money, that will be greed.
我就这样回答他。
That's how I answered her.
所以他后来就是几年以前遇到，他跟我说一件事情，我都忘了。
So when I bump into her, she mentioned this to me. I forgot it all.
因为我这里攒了好多的支票。
I collect so many different checks.
回去一看，还真的是。
When I went back and checked, the check is there.
我感谢神。
Very grateful to God.
服侍主这些年，做过好多不好的决定。
We serve God so many years. There are so many bad decisions.
回过头想想是很愚蠢的，这个自己后悔的决定。
When we look back, we know it's very stupid and it's my own decision.
但我感谢神在这件事情上面，在这个金钱的考验上面。
But I give thanks to God. But on this matter, the test of the money.
我和师母做的是正确的决定。
My wife and I made the right decision.
这位的财主说
：“The wealthy owner said,
我要收藏我的财物。
I want to store my goods.
灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存。
My soul, you have so many goods.
这两次的这个财物呢，我非常喜欢这个 King James New King James 版本的翻译，就是 goods.
I like the translation of the King James says goods.
哎，那这个 goods 很有意思啊。
It's a very interesting word.
Goods, good.”
Good is good.
对不对？你这个 goods 越多，你就越 good.
The more goods you have, you are good. You are better.
很形象。那 good 减去 God 等于什么
？So when good minus God, what do you have?
等于 zero.
It equals zero.
如果一个人好像世人看什么都没有。
But when a person, when a world look at it, he has nothing.
但是他有神。
But he has God.
他怎么样？
What is he?
他是 good.
He is good.
在世人眼中看，可能我们基督徒是愚拙的。
In a world's view, our Christians are stupid.
我们的财富观念跟他们是格格不入的。
Way of thinking about wealth is very different from a worldly view.
甚至我们好多该拿的钱不拿。
Sometimes the wealth that belong to us, we don't want it.
该赚的钱不赚。
We can earn some money, but we don't earn it.
Zero.
It's zero.
但是我们有神。
But we have God.
It's good.
It's good.
那你要注意，我们的生命，我们宁可到神的面前来归零。
But in our life, we would rather to be in front of God and have nothing.
你跟神说说，主啊，我什么都没有，全都是你的。
You tell God, I have nothing. Everything is yours.
Zero plus God 等于 good.
零加上神是好的。
我最后再给大家讲一个牧师的一个故事。
I'll tell you another story about a pastor.
这也是多年以前我听这位牧师亲口说的。
It's many years ago the pastor told me himself.
他做传道人过一段非常清贫的生活。
His pastor living a very simple life.
然后他其他兄弟姊妹几个每个都赚很多的钱。
And his brother and sister, every one of them earn a lot of money.
他的爸爸还不信主。
His father is not a Christian yet.
有一次他跟他自己的爸爸吃饭的时候。
There's one time he was eating a meal with his father.
然后他就发一些感慨。
So he say something in his heart.
他说：“爸爸，你看我这么多年也没赚到什么钱。
”Father, look at me. So many years, I did not earn money.
啊，我的兄弟姐妹每个都很富足。
My brothers and sisters, they are very rich.
那我很穷。
But I'm poor.
有时候还要看家人来接济。
Sometimes I get handouts from my brothers and sisters.
刚讲到这里。
When he said this.
你注意啊，他的爸爸还没信主啊，不信主的。
Pay attention. His father is not a Christian yet.
他爸爸立刻就 stop him.
His father stopped him.
He said, "No."
He said, "Boo."
You are very rich.
你很富足。
You are very rich.
你很富足。
他的爸爸都知道。
His father knows.
等一下，我们有些的回应，大家可以起来思想。
There's some response that we can think about it.
为什么我们说让钱财在生命当中做主的人就是财主
？Why do we say those who let money Lord over their lives are money bags.
人里面都很容易有贪心。
very easy we have greed in our heart.
我们怎么样来谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心
？How do we understand and follow, take heed and beware of covetousness?
你在神面前富足吗
？Are you rich before God?
我们来低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，求您帮助我们。
Lord, pray that you help us.
谨慎自守。
We watch over us.
免去一切的贪心。
Get rid of all the greed.
因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Because our life is on how much wealth we have.
主，我们愿以您的心为心。
Lord, we want to have your heart as our heart.
以主的心来看万事万物。
We have the same heart to see all the world.
也包括我们来看财物、财产。
Including how we look at wealth and properties.
我们的金钱观。
Our money view.
求神让我们真正做一个在主面前富足的人。
Pray that you will help us to be a wealthy person in you.
按照主的心意和吩咐来使用管理你所托付给我们的钱财。
We'll use the money you gave us according to your will and your heart.
荣耀主的生命。
Glorify your life.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.